Well, that is the sound of Morning Hog Happy Hour. Riggs and Guy and the Morning Hog Brew Review right here on 95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. Right now it's Daytona's Drink Station because Josh and Amelia from SR Parrot are here. Yes! Woo! Hi, you guys.
Hey.
And the crowd is hot for you today. Welcome. You know, we looked at the calendar and we realized, hey, it's almost Cinco de Mayo. Almost.
Almost.
So I understand that you got a little sneak peek for us. A little preview.
Yeah, we got some cool stuff and some new stuff.
Okay.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah. This is probably going to blow your mind.
Ready. This will be the episode that melts your mind.
I'm ready to have my mind blown.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right. Where do we start?
Well, we are going to start with Dos Equis variety pack, a flavored variety pack.
All right.
So.
And those are beers.
These are beers.
Flavored beers.
Flavored Dos Equis.
Okay, I'm not scared.
I'm a little bit scared.
Okay. Are you?
I'm excited. Because they got some cool flavors.
Yeah, exactly.
Stuff that should match up pretty well with their typical lager.
I love hearing this. Okay.
They've got a pretty fun looking can, and we're going to start off with cucumber flavor.
So Dos Equis beer.
Yep.
And then cucumber flavor.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, who is a cucumber fan? Me. I will go into a Victoria's Secret and I will.
I wouldn't associate.
I will lick my hand after touching the cucumber melon lotion or whatever because I love the cucumber.
You would, of all people.
Yeah. I do.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this does have a little. It's not a strong cuke scent.
Whoa.
So you're getting the beer up front, and then on your exhale is where the cucumber comes in. It's not necessarily
cucumber. I was just
going to
say that,
flavored.
Well, I taste the...
Very interesting.
Yeah, I agree. This is fascinating. I'm impressed, and I also taste a little bit of lime and salt in there, too.
Yeah. So do I.
Yeah.
That's what you get first, beer, lime, salt, and then on the exhale is that cucumber.
If you want to make, and also I'm going to say this, is if you want to make a cuke pop, salt it. I've said that for years. It just hasn't been a place that I can say it until now. And apply and it.
Are you just saying you're biting a cucumber straight up?
Yeah, I'll cut it, and then I'll salt the, you know, like a watermelon slice or whatever. I'll salt that.
Or a pickle?
Who eats pickles? I hear they're good for cramps, though. I probably should do that.
The cucumber's not very aggressive in this,
I
like.
Mm-hmm. Which is a good thing, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You could almost go to what you just said, where you're almost going to taste perfumey.
Yes.
With some cucumber in that.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's on the exhale, so it's
What's the ABV on that?
It's 4.2%.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Easy drink.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm down. You're right. It has blown my mind. And there's more. All right. So it's a variety pack. That means what's our next variety?
We're going to hit up watermelon.
Watermelon. Okay. All right.
So the variety pack, obviously 12 pack, and there's four different flavors. So beer math.
All right.
Beer math.
Guy,
three of each.
Guy,
three
will
each.
You tabulate that for us?
So, I mean, if there's not one you particularly care for, give that to somebody and you have nine other ones.
That's yep.
Right. That's right. Let them pick their favorite or make them list their favorite fruits and
now,
vegetables.
These are the color is not changed.
Okay,
right.
Yeah, that's a great point.
It looks
point.
Like a regular beer.
Yeah. You're not going to have a clue. If you were blindfolded tasting this, you would never know that it looks the way that it does.
It doesn't have a very strong watermelon nose to it either.
I like that.
Okay, that's real good.
Mm.
It's on the back end again, right?
Once again.
What makes you taste beer first, and then, like you said, the exhale is...
If I knew that, I'd be on the other side of the industry.
Right, yeah. science. You'd be wearing a lab coat for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't believe this. There's, like, happy little watermelon explosions happening in my mouth
Bob
right
Ross
now.
Style.
It's just Bob Ross style up in here.
I thought you said Pop Rocks style.
Pop Rock. Oh,
you can go with
there
that.
There you
too,
go. I mean. That's even better.
If you want to try that at home, throw some Pop Rocks in there. Do it under close supervision.
Almost like you finished a Jolly Rancher and then sip
a beer.
Yeah. And it might. Are you getting salt again on this too?
I am. Yeah, a little bit of lime, a little bit of salt with that like exhale on the watermelon.
Are each of these have lime and salt in them?
You know, it looks like they do actually.
Yeah.
So they all have lime and salt and that little bit of fruit flavor. I'm so impressed. I actually am about to drink my whole sample cup of each one of these.
What's interesting to me is like we just said that they're the normal color of beer.
Yes.
However, they are two different shades.
This one is
they
more
are.
Champagne color.
Yep.
And the first is, you know, if you went out and just picked a Dos Equis and poured it in a glass. Wow, Dos Equis, what are you doing? I love this.
Yeah,
I like what they're doing.
Is anybody doing this? I haven't seen this before.
A lot of craft breweries, but you're not seeing a lot of the big boys doing stuff like this. So it's really cool to see.
It's bold.
It is bold.
Okay. All right.
Bold news.
Now, all right. So we're taking a break from that sampler pack to go with that bottle.
Right.
Yeah, we want to tease you on the variety pack.
All right. What are we getting into here? Okay, this is a good old standard Dos Equis?
No, this is Dos Equis Amber.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Amber.
This is the direction I usually head.
I thought you were mispronouncing Amelia's name, but you were you got that right.
It's nice
to see what's happening with this.
A little bit darker.
Yeah, it is.
Now, Amber is named because of the color or because of the hops?
Because Amber made it.
Oh, okay.
No. you're going to get a lot more of that malt background
than you
typically get. So it's going to have some caramel notes, a little bit, in my opinion, very enjoyable when you like maltier.
I do
like
definitely malty.
Modelo Negra, this would be the same wheelhouse.
Yeah, okay.
Is this more of a traditional style Mexican beer or what?
Lager is going to be your typical straight lager, whereas an Amber's.
These don't come out of the same house as Modelo. They're not.
No.
Okay, good. They're fierce competitors.
They're pretty good competitors.
I mean, if you had a six pack and you put those two bottles next to each other, one of them's getting cracked.
Yeah.
What's the ABV on this one?
The ABV on this one is 4.7%.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to have any heavy hitters today, but that's why they're so enjoyable is you can sit there.
It's a good thing.
Especially on Cinco de Mayo, you want to celebrate the whole day.
Yeah.
It's
a 24-hour day, Cinco de Mayo, so you got to figure out, you got to bracket it off. But these these beers will get you through it, for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I love this. I feel like chips and salsa are necessary, but it's not Cinco yet. I don't want to get into that. So, all right, so more of the preview. More samplers. I see a couple of cans I've never seen before. We'll get into those on the other side here on the Morning Hog. And Riggs and Guy Brew Review with Josh and Amelia from SR Parrot. More next on 95.7 The Hog.
Do not like